All right, Michael Jackson is in the hospital. He apparently suffered a heart attack. He was picked up at his home close to half an hour ago. His mother en route to visit him there after he suffered what appeared to be cardiac arrest. I believe Michael Jackson is planning a new world tour that will largely be in Europe and Asia, where he's still a huge hit and sells out just on the mere mention or announcement of a concert. But again, we don't know much more than that. We do know that Dr. Stephen Garner joins us on the phone right now. Doctor, what do you make of this?
You know, Neil, I'm concerned when you hit cardiac arrest, it's not a very good survival rate. Only about 15% of people survive cardiac arrest outside of the hospital. And you think of a relatively young person, what are the causes? Drugs go to the top of the list, peculiar diets, some medications that he might be taking, some diet medications, or possibly even a pre-existing heart disease that we didn't know about.
Why, doctor, when it's a cardiac arrest, do so few survive that? And again, we don't know for sure whether that is the case. We just know that he was rushed to the hospital and under the assumption that is what happened. But why is cardiac arrest such a big deal?
You know, the big deal is that the heart stops beating and you have 6 minutes to get it going again before you get irreparable brain damage. And what happens is a lot of people don't know how to do CPR at home. Where they could have effectively gotten the heart to beat, they don't know what to do. They call the ambulance, and it typically takes 10 minutes to get an ambulance. Seattle, certain areas of the country are better than others, but not the Los Angeles area.
Okay, that's interesting. Now, he's 50 years old. He's been in generally good health, although he's been in and out of hospitals with fatigue and some of these other issues, low iodine count, I think, at one time. What do you make or what do you know of his general health?
We just know that he's been prone to these fad diets and to do peculiar things. And these medications cause electrolyte imbalance, and that's a prime cause of cardiac arrest when the various electrolytes that are very fine-tuned in the body, as soon as they get out of whack, the heart starts to become irregular and beat irregularly. So it's possible either from drugs, legal or not legal, combination of medications, alcohol, or any fad diets. We've seen that a lot with the protein diets that people have been taking. So anything that irritates the heart. The other thing, again, we don't know. Even, sometimes see someone 50 who didn't have a previous history of heart disease, yet had structural damage, had structural underlying disease.
Thank you, doctor. We're on it.